once again, it's just an opportunity to try to find as many different combinations to keep getting these athletes on the field. Well, good day for the defense, the way it ended. It's a teaching time. I mean, there's some mechanical things you're trying to accomplish. You know, when do you clock the play? When do you take the timeout? The calls and based on the different parts of the field. So I was pleased for the first time that we did 2 minute that the number of reps in a number of different situations within 2 minute that we were able to get on film. We have an 80-man roster. You evaluate every position. The kicking position is no different. Our priority in our specialists was with the punters for good reason. We're confident in Mason's ability as we go forward. The two kicks that he missed, and I'll just address that because I'm sure that's the next question. I'll look at the operation so forth. Well, I mean, he has to make the kicks, and we got to make sure the operation's correct. That's why we're in training camp. There's no definites. I mean, we're in training camp. The ideal stated yesterday is for the punter to be the holder. It's a relationship that best serves the kicker. I think that's been evident throughout this league, just from a time commitment standpoint. But we feel fortunate to have Matt Flynn there if we need him. This is the toughest stretch of training camp. I mean, coaches, you always want things to be perfect, whether it's realistic or not. We were heavy-legged today. I think that was evident for good reason. Our reps are up this year for the number of things that we're doing because of the emphasis in special teams. So I'm very aware that we've run our players more at this point in the training camp probably than going all the way back to maybe my first year. So the practices that follow will indicate, what we're trying to get done. But I felt it was important that these first 4 days to get as much in a normal down distance, third down and red zone. I feel like we've accomplished that as far as the workload. But we got a lot of cleaning up to do. We have a review practice in the morning, and that's a good time for it.
Just how important is culture bench for you guys? How is it going to be nowadays, many months back?
Mark looks very healthy. I mean, you can see that really – coming out of the spring. Anytime you come off of a major joint injury, particularly a knee injury, it does take you that full year to get back to where you feel comfortable. He looks like his old self out here. I like his conditioning, but I think he's having a good camp so far.
Hey, Mike, going back to the linebackers, how did you think Clay looked on the left side, and is that something you guys are thinking about wanting to do, is maybe move him around so it's a little bit harder for offenses?
Paul Clay's a featured rusher in our defense, and as many as many times as we can possibly create targeting problems or identifying issues for the offense. That's all part of it. It's Clay, like I stated, he's a premier player for us, but our linebacker group is talented, and we're trying to find as many different ways to play those guys as we possibly can. It could be that, or for other reasons, based on what you're trying to accomplish, with particular group of defensive, what I'm stating is personnel that you have in the game. I mean, there's certain things that you're looking for based on Chiller's body type versus maybe, Brady's body type on the other side. So what we're trying to accomplish on defense will also play into that.
What do you think about that group, Matthew, Barnett, Bishop, and Chiller out there?
Very athletic, multiple. I mean, they're good run players. They all have coverage ability, and they've also an ability to rush the passer.
Mike, going back to Crosby, are you concerned that he's only made 6 out of his first 11 out here?
I'm not concerned with Mason Crosby.
Mike, is he okay?
Is he okay? I mean, I think he's going to be okay. Heat issues. I'm getting old. I need glasses. I can't even read Pepper's stuff anymore. No, I haven't. He's my understanding he's going to travel tomorrow, and he's going to have some more testing done. Oh, very valuable. He's getting the full load to be able to make all the calls, all the different adjustments. He's seen, you know, probably close to every formation in football. So, you know, already in four practices. So, very valuable reps, especially in these long padded practices. You know, our practices have been very long by design, and just for him to, you know, you watch the mental fatigue and how individuals play through that. So, this is a great experience for him. I'll tell you what, Jordy Nelson, James Jones, I'm very pleased with those two guys. I thought they had outstanding springs, and they really picked up right where they left off. So I think Jordy and James have really stepped up their game.
Like, does Doc McKenzie think it's going to be a while with starts?
You know, hamstrings are, you know, it's different for everybody. So you can do tests, and you can see things on tests, but it's still, you know, there's no exact you know, timetable for those hamstring injuries. So it's probably a little worse than we initially thought.
What about Brad Jones?
Brad is getting better. They felt that he's still, you know, too locked up, you know, from the bruise. So he was held again today.
Will that do it?